are now listening to a very special message from Joy Community Church.
I love when there's life in the church like that. It's so, so encouraging, isn't it? So fabulous. Well, this morning we're going to be celebrating our membership Sunday, and I want to talk to you about a worthy call. It's a worthy call. Being a member of a local church is a worthy call. It's not an afterthought. It's actually God's design for our lives to belong to a body of believers where we find strength and hope, edification, and building up of our faith. And so I want to take you to the book of Ephesians, and I want to read from chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle and patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. I love that. That's a cool verse. Just look at the other person and said, God is all in me. That's what he's saying. God's all in you. I like that. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. What's the body of Christ to be? Who does it? All of us, right? All of us. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. It's a worthy call. In his book, The Family of God, Batsell Barrett Baxter says the following. There are some who think of the church as an organization like other organizations. It is true that the church is an organization, but it is not primarily an organization. Rather, it is a new way of life. Those who have the view of that being a part of church is like being a member of a lodge or a luncheon club or a political party or even a business are seriously mistaken. Some people feel that they should give to the church the same kind of support and loyalty which they've given to these other organizations. It becomes my church, or this is my club, or this is my lodge, or my party, or my team. The Christian's loyalty to the church, however, should be very unique. For in reality, it is a loyalty to Jesus Christ and his way of life. The church is like no other institution on earth, and a person's membership in the church is like no other membership which they may sustain. The church is more like a vibrant, living organism than it is a cold, structured organization. Some make the mistake of thinking that the church exists to entertain and provide enjoyment for its members. Sorry, we don't have a hot pool or sauna. On the contrary, the church exists in order that its members may have an intimate relationship with Christ and God, as well as close relationships with mankind, one another. So being a participating member in a local church is a worthy cause. And I chose the word participating member because that means that there is a responsibility on the behalf of each person who says they're going to become a member of a local church, that they don't just sit on the sidelines anymore and wait for others to pray, wait for others to teach, wait for others to serve, wait for others to lead, wait for others to come up with creative ideas, or wait to go unto the world and preach the gospel and baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you become a participating member, you then activate the faith within yourself and say, whatever you call me to commit to in this body, I am now making a heartfelt commitment to be a part of what God's doing in this church called Joy Community Church. Amen? And I want to encourage you as new members today, and I want to personally express my love for you. I want to express a personal welcome to you, and I want to express that I'm committed to your growth. I'm committed to shepherding you in the integrity and character of Jesus Christ. I'm committing as a leader to say to you that you are important to the kingdom of God. You're important to the purposes of God. You're important to extend the kingdom of God as the light that dwells in you will go forth from Joy Community Church, piercing the darkness and overcoming evil. I'm committed to preach the word of God so that your hearts are strengthened, edified, encouraged, and built in your most holy faith so that you can serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's my commitment to you as new members. Well, Pastor, you're just saying that because it's Membership Sunday. No, that's how I choose to live my life. That's my heart. That's in my spirit. And the enemy can kick my butt, but I'm going to stand firm in my call. Amen? And I'm committed to our members at Joy Community Church and love you dearly. As we look at these 16 verses, we see three aspects that make this a worthy call. That makes this a call where you can actually feel like you belong to something, but that you can give your heart to and that you can be responsible for and you can do the things that God is saying to you, make a difference. Make a difference. Don't stand on the sidelines. Don't just be waving the yellow flag for the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Buffalo Bills. I say, get in the game of the kingdom of God. That's exciting, folks. Amen. Because Pastor Deborah, do you want to preach this sermon for me? You're right on cue here, sister. Yeah, she is. That's right. It's an eternal purpose is what she said. Amen? Amen. That's what it's all about. And I see in verses 1-6 that each member. Now, I didn't say each new member. Because I don't want the members who've been here for a while to think that I'm just focusing on new members. I'm talking about the membership of the local church. which we just welcome new members into. But each member is called to zealously protect the spiritual unity within the local church. Paul exhorts us to do everything possible to keep and preserve the unity of the Spirit. And when we live under the control of the Holy Spirit, spiritual unity should be the norm. Amen? When we're living in the Holy Spirit. And to keep the spirit of unity will require considerable effort through the attitude of humility and patience and grace and forgiveness. You will need to forgive those that you work alongside of, serve alongside of, and do life with. It's a gift to serve and be a family together in Jesus Christ, but it costs us something. It costs to be a member. And there will be times that your nose will be out of joint. And that's where you say, I need to forgive. That's not where we all of a sudden get our, stamp our feet and have our way and walk out the door. No, it's like, do what the Bible says. Forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Amen? There'll be times that you're disappointed as a new member or as a member. I tell myself, I try to disappoint you at least once a week. Because then when you're blessed, you know you're being blessed. And Annie's up here smiling, going, yep, I've lived that. But that's just the way of becoming a part of the body of Christ. There are disappointments. We all don't get our way. If we got our way, we'd live in confusion 24/7. God selects an order of things to happen within a body, within a family, so that things aren't confusing and everybody knows or is included to know the direction where we're going. Amen? There are seven aspects of unity that Paul really focuses on. He says, we are one body, one spirit, of one hope, of one Lord, of one faith, of one baptism, of one God, and Father over all. I am so glad he ends the oneness with the God, the Father of all, in all, through all, and with all. Amen? That's what brings the unity. That's what allows us to do things together in the Spirit and in a heart and mind and spirit of oneness is because of our Father in heaven, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and through the outpouring of his Holy Spirit. Oneness is not meant to be exclusive. It's inclusive. The Holy Spirit draws us together with other believers and creates the miracle of oneness, Jack Hayford said. I love that quote because when it does happen, it is a miracle, isn't it? I mean, how often do we get ticked off with somebody in our family? Right? It happens. But when there's a spirit of oneness, there's this movement that happens in the spirit realm that pushes through evil, that pushes through ungodliness, that pushes through the crowd, that pushes in such a way that the members stand together and say, we will not be moved. We serve a risen Savior, amen? We serve a resurrected Lord, and we are one in heart, mind, soul, and spirit. We stand together in the oneness of God. I think it's glorious. I would be cheering if I were you. You're sitting there going, well, that's a nice thought. Oh, my goodness. I have one of our new members, Sandy Quang, who's going to come and share a testimony of how the unity in the Joy family has actually impacted her life and has helped her make a decision to become a member today. Sandy, come on forward. And we just want to welcome your parents here as well. Nice to have you. She was one of the most spunkiest students I've ever known. This one right here.
Thank you.
Come on forward. Here's a microphone.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, a little nervous.
That's okay.
I'll stand here with you. It might not be what you expect.
Well, that's it never has been. Don't worry
right,
about
and
it.
And I'm going to help you preach.
Oh, you're going to help me preach?
I'm going to help you preach.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to finish your sermon for
you. Oh, okay, go ahead. Okay, that's enough. We'll see you next week.
Okay, so I spent last night praying about this as I wrote this, and it's actually on point. I literally, same, like... I actually took a note from Ephesians. I was going to read that, actually, as part of my testimony.
What? We already had it read?
But you already have it read, so it kind of took my...
I did.
You took it. Okay, so... But so it's not going to be, like, what you, like, expect, but this, I'm gonna share it with any... Yeah, I'm going to share it with you anyways. Okay, so the thing is, for me, by becoming a member of Joy Community Church... I felt called because I am making a commitment to follow God's purpose for me to grow in unity with my chosen church, which is Joy. So we've already read Ephesians, and I just want to emphasize that I prayed about it, and basically the message is our unity is achieved by recognizing that there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yes. So we would achieve this through God's gifts as they are our resources to grow and become mature. And I really thought hard and long about that. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, the pastors, the teachers to equip his people, us, so that we may reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossing back and forth by the waves and be blown here and there by every wind to teach, of the wind of teaching by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming and those influenced by Satan. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So we all have a purpose and we all have a calling by God. And I take this to mean that it is our personal responsibility to find out by asking God, what is our purpose for? What is your purpose, you, God, in our life, and how can we grow to become mature with your purpose in our mind? What are the opportunities presented to me? In each season, we are called to grow and to fill a role, and we must find out from God by asking him personally. And that is my testimony. You know, in my time at Joy, I have grown here. I've been built up by you guys through big and small gestures in my life. I've been here for... you know, in and out for more than 7 or 8 years now. I'm here longer than you, by the way.
Yes, yeah. You are.
Been here.
But I've been here 9.
Oh, okay. So I've been here for 10 at least. Now I'm doing the math. I wasn't doing math before, but now I am. So is that seniority? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But... basically, in this time, I've experienced the supernatural power of God in my life. I've experienced the miracles and the prayers that I've received from you as a church, and it has made me strong and has given me strength to continue forward, and I place my trust in Jesus. I also want to like finish off. I'll top it off. I know it's like turning into 5 minutes at this point, but... I just want to emphasize that we are worthy for the call because Jesus did it for us. And Romans chapter 3, 21 through 26, it's a little bit long, but I think it's important for us. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through the faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jews and Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. He gave us the power and the authority to work in his name.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Well, you can see already what God, how God is going to use Sandy here in our church in a greater way in the days to come. And so my desire is that each of us sitting here, each member sitting here, would really abhor anything that would either hinder the body's function or encourage its malfunction. That's our responsibility to protect that. We see in verses 7 to 13 that each member is called to discover and function in their spiritual gifts. And we just saw that with Sandy, by the way. And why? So that the body can be built up. It's not just so that we're given spiritual gifts, but we have been given spiritual gifts for a purpose. And we see here, they call them often the equipping gift or the ministry gifts or leadership gifts. And they're not above all the other gifts, but those gifts are meant to equip each member and provide for each member a development program, so or a mentoring opportunity or a training or an equipping so that that individual person actually begins to move in the call of God and begins to move in the anointing that God's put on their life, and they have actual boundaries around their giftings and their talents and their abilities, so they're moving in the vision of the local body and accomplishing what God has called that local body to accomplish. And so the Greek word for equipping is used for actually, it's a picture of when somebody has a broken bone, that word equipping actually means that that bone is reset and put into proper place so that there can be an alignment and a reuse and strength of that broken place. And so, and that makes sense with the equipping gifts, that they realign people's hearts and minds and souls and spirits and get them on track in the design God has for that individual member. And that's really significant in the body of Christ. And you have to understand that the body's health depends on each member fulfilling their specific function. When people don't function, when members choose not to function, then other people are taking on other responsibilities that are not in their main line of even gifting or sometimes strength. And what it happens is it weakens the body, and the message of the body and the mission of the body is actually thwarted and redirected, because God has designed that when things are, let's say, different things are designed to do, he understands that every gift, every skill set that's needed to accomplish that is in this body already.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And we shouldn't be coming up empty-handed,
right,
because it's already in the house. I love that about God.
Amen.
That's the importance of the body. We saw that yesterday. Here it is, a spring work day. I mean, hip, hip, hooray, spring work day. Right? But guess what? When people have the gift of helps and the gift of service, right, and the gift of leadership and administration and hospitality, they were all there. Those people just got on board and just, they were the happiest little campers. There was no complaining. People just did what they loved to do and got it done. It was a joy to be here. And so That's what happens when we're all functioning and learning and discovering our own spiritual gifts. And the initial goal of our works of service is to actually build up the body of Christ so that we reach what? Unity in our faith. It spurs our faith on. When I saw the gathering yesterday and I saw Pastor Frank giving out instructions as to what was to happen yesterday, there was a joy in my heart. Not because I didn't have to have that responsibility, because that's not my gifting. That's his gifting. And it's a joy to watch him boss people around and they actually obey him. I don't get that. When I try that, people look at me like cross-eyed. I'm like, what's your problem? You know what I'm saying? Because he's anointed to do that. So we read verses 14 to 16, and it really highlights that each member is called to mature. To mature. You're not here just to sit on a Sunday morning. You're here to grow in your faith. You're here to grow in the Word. You're here to be discipled in the Word and in prayer and in fasting and in giving. And you're being trained and equipped to use your God-given gifts so that you can fulfill your kingdom purpose. That's why we are to mature as believers, so that we can promote growth in the body of Christ. Not just numerically. We're talking spiritual growth. We're talking about healthy souls for Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Members grown spiritually mature as a result of their ministry involvement, or their studying of the Word, or going to various classes or small groups, or various trainings that we offer here. Not because we want to fill our schedule up, but because we want people mature in Christ so that they can stand up in the world, in society, against the cultural mandate, and say, no, this is who I am, this is what I know to be true, and this is what I believe in, and this is what I stand for in Jesus Christ, and not back down. Amen. I don't want to fall into the drums. That would be funny. There's two characteristics of a church living in unity and diversity, and that those two characteristics are maturity of individuals and maturity in community life. Why have I asked for life group leaders, community group leaders? Because if we don't grow together, if we don't break bread together, if we don't grow in the Word together, if we don't get together in small groups, if we're not accountable to one another, where is our growth? Those eight members were in a small group. We transformed it from out of a one-day seminar into a small group. Why? Because I wanted to model for them the importance of being in a small group. And that's where maturity happens. That's where you feel like you belong. If you're just coming and going Sunday after Sunday, you don't feel like you belong. But having a community group really holds you accountable to who you are in Christ. Amen? Amen? Well, you've heard me drum the old drummer on that one a lot. I'm going to invite Chris up, Chris King. I want you to come up, Chris. And he was sharing his testimony about what attracted him to Joy in the elders meeting. And I'm sitting there hearing him say, Chris, I've never heard you share that before. Why don't you share it on Sunday? And so he is going to do that with Courtney. Bonus. Praise the Lord.
The upgraded package. Yeah, this is the beautiful Courtney King, my wife. So she's going to start our story.
All right. So we got married back in 2005. So that anyone who's been here for a long time, that year should be significant. Something really important happened next door around that time. So we got married, we were young, we were still in college, we had no money, and we were from Buffalo originally, but in college out here, and so I was like, okay, we'll just get an apartment out here, it'll be great. And he was like, no, let's buy a house. I said, well, we have no jobs, it's not going to really, how are we going to do that? And he found out that through his research that getting a mortgage would be cheaper than rent.
So thank God for the good old days when you can get a mortgage with no job, you know? But very cool how it led us, to the point where we were on the hunt for a house. We didn't know a lot about Rochester. We were looking all over the place. Some places we were told, not going to work out for you guys. Other places we couldn't afford. And we found a nice house off of Garson, just around the... On Garson. Just around the corner from here. She keeps me straight. Just around the corner from here. And just everything worked out. We prayed about it, got the right number. It was like spot on, just barely what we could afford, with what we were doing at the time. And we got settled into the house.
But we didn't have a coffee table. And I don't know why, but that was really important to me. I think because we had a coffee table growing up, now we don't have a coffee table because it's just clutter. But I really wanted a coffee table. And so we were driving on our way to go somewhere, and we saw a garage sale on our street, and there was a coffee table. I was like, we got to stop. There's a coffee table. And he's like, no, we are late to go somewhere. We can't do it. I said, okay, fine. When we come back, if the coffee table's still there and it's less than $5, because you know how much I love a good bargain, we're going to buy that coffee table.
So you got to listen carefully here, because Courtney was very sensitive to the Spirit, and I was on mission, and I didn't want to hear it, right? So I went to one of my favorite places in the world, a hardware store. We got what we needed. We came back hours later. There was just a few things left at the garage sale. One of them was the coffee table, and it was right up the road from our house. So I was talking with the owner, and I said, hey, can you help me carry the coffee table down?
Guess how much the coffee table was? $2.
Yes. So I said, if your husband here, can you help us carry the coffee table down the road? And Joe came out. He had a shirt on that said, if you know Jesus, you'll know peace. And I said, hey, you're Christian. I'd love to talk to you. Like, are you connected with a church in the community? And he said, well, we're not going yet, but we're going to check out Joy Community Church on Sunday. We've heard great things about it. If you want to check it out, have at it.
So they're carrying it down the street and kind of get to know each other. If you heard him, he mentioned that the name was Joe. It was Joe Safranek. So if those of us that have been here for a while. So we checked it out, and everyone was so welcoming. Like, it felt like we had been here forever. Those were the days of, the GNOC was just getting started. And so we were painting, we were tearing down walls. We used to have, it was either a Friday night or a Saturday night service, and we did like a cafe out behind. And so I remember sitting at the table with Sherry Riley and some other women, and it was like I had been here forever. She's just talking to me like I know everybody. I'm like, I don't know who these people are, but they're so nice and welcoming. She was mentioning all these names. I was like, I need to know these names. I need to know these people, because this is going to be our home. We just knew that this was going to be the place that we were going to grow. But because we were invested, because we were doing the things next door, it really felt like it was our home. We had a stake in it. We weren't just passerbys. It's so funny. Like, this, the Holy Spirit totally did everything this morning, because him talking about being a participating member, we weren't just here to observe. We weren't here by accident. We needed something from Joy, and Joy needed something from us.
So, thanks. Yeah, to wrap it up, 18 years later, it's been awesome. We've had really a lot of opportunities to be stretched, to be encouraged. There's been times where we've really needed to lean on the support of the church here and the members that are here, in the spiritual ways and physical ways, and other things that we have going on in life. And there's been a lot of great opportunities for us to use our gifts and to give back. Courtney's an amazing teacher. She's done tons of stuff with the school program. She does now. We've both been able to be a part of what it means to be an elder and an elder's family here. Our children are invested in through the youth program. So it's just been a really cool journey. And the big thing for us is how God called us here. He very much so put things in the sequence that they were in, that we landed here. And it's very evident to us that we were called to be here and are honored to be here. So thank you, everybody.
Love you, too.
It's a worthy call, isn't it? He said, we've been here 18 years. That's a wonderful call. And their lives have been transformed. And because of them, we've been transformed. Because of their two lives. And because she encouraged him to buy a coffee table for $2. So when you see a garage sale today, I'm asking you to stop and welcome them to Joy. and see what God might do in the next 18 years. Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful day. This is wonderful to talk about. This is God's heart for his church. This is God's heart for these new members that are coming in today. And I just want to see you fulfill what God has called you to fulfill, to be fruitful in your life, and to be faithful in your walk with the Lord, and witness that as you make that heart connection with God, your Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ, his Son, with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, working together with the other members here, you will make an eternal impact for the glory of God. We celebrate you today. Amen. It is a worthy call in Jesus' name. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. I just want to remind the new members that we do have a special reception for you and your families in room 6 to 12 down the hall. And so we'd love to see you after our time together. Father, we thank you for this tremendous service today. And we welcome our new members to our family here at Joy Community Church. And Lord, it's our desire that each of these members will be participating members. Lord, we want to ask you. We want to seek your heart. We want to knock on your heart and believe your best for these new members that you've given to us as a gift. They're a gift from you to us. It's our hope, Lord God, that they will grow in an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. They will experience the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, and they would sense the Father heart of God strengthening, edifying, and causing them to be light in a dark place. We dedicate our new members to you today in your Son's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at joycc.info.